Hello, I'm Mark Whittaker with the Friday the 28th of February Wall Street update of World Business Report from the BBC World Service. A look at what the US markets have been up to now with Kerry Leahy from Decision Economics.
Well, you had a very seesaw day here in the U.S. equity markets. The S&P 500, which is one of our leading barometers of how the stock market's doing, hit a all-time intraday high but couldn't maintain that. The reason why the market was up was essentially on good economic evidence, particularly regarding a regional manufacturing report from Chicago on how manufacturers are doing, and that report was quite strong. And also the fact that consumer confidence, while not especially high, was moving sideways. So people are getting a sense that maybe the weather impact is not as large as they thought on the U.S. economy, meaning all the cold and snowy weather, and maybe the economy is doing a little better than expected. All that got thrown out the window in the last couple of hours with reports of increased turmoil in the Ukraine, and so the market ended up down for the day.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what is the strength of U.S. manufacturing at the moment, but actually, yeah, Ukraine is more pertinent at the moment. How much of an effect, how worried are people?
Well, I think they're considerably worried. Part of the reason is what I would refer to as a genuine worry about a global risk. Anytime you have a situation in a developed nation that has these kinds of problems, certainly brings up investor fears. Also, at the same time, the U.S. equity market had a tremendous 2013. As many of our listeners recall, the U.S. stock market averages were up nearly 30%. The fact that the economy showed signs of slowing even beyond the weather, and the fact that there were a lot of jitters in emerging markets, and now in the Ukraine, investors are using that as another reason to sell stocks. So I think in some sense the edginess is not only the situation, but also the fact that we've done so well in the last 12 months, so maybe this is a reason to take some profits.
And that's it from this edition of World Business Report from me, Mark Whittaker. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.